As was seen in the tract and the gospel, you have to be ready for a long ceremony. As was mentioned in the Holy Week schedule, there is no sermon, but there are a few announcements for you. Please review the bulletin. There are many nuances this week, and please try to partake in whatever you can, knowing the times, as it is our resolution this Lenten season not to leave the ceremonies. Many people left during the gospel, but again, hopefully it was necessary. They are long ceremonies. Try to prep the children and yourselves accordingly. There are some mass time differences. There are some earlier or later masses, as mentioned in the bulletin. Don't forget that Friday is a day of fast and abstinence, required under pain of mortal sin for certain ages. Please review that and prepare yourselves to be generous. It is the first Sunday, therefore, the religious articles are blessed after Mass. And do note that today, the last gospel is a special one. In your missals, you should have it. It is the gospel that would typically be said at the palm procession. So please do note that. And I encourage you to stay for the blessing of the palms and the distribution. It begins at 9:30 here. Again, I can't force you, but it would be a great thing for you and your children to receive a palm properly versus just to pick it up from a table. And a reminder that you kiss the palm first and then the hand of the priest, after which you take the palm. For the sermon, I encourage you to meditate upon the gospel. There are the four gospels, or rather the four passions given this week. Today is St. Matthew. To go back, read, and consider how many sins that we have done to crucify our Lord. It's a good meditation for one and all.